Waking Up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie. On
Hit. Witto will be back tomorrow, but joining me as my co-host is Josh McKellar.
I surely am, man. We were looking before. Now, when you go away, one of the really cool things that you can do, depending on where you're going, of course, is go to the zoo.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the zoo. We've got the Wagga Zoo here.
That's right.
Then when you go interstate, they've got even bigger ones.
Yeah.
It's an exciting thing, especially because you get to find out native animals to the country.
That's exactly right. And it's one of those things that it doesn't sound like everyone's cup of tea, but when you go, everyone just turns into a big kid. Everyone loves going to the zoo.
You forget about it until you walk through the gates and you've gone, this is a great feeling.
Exactly.
Look at all the animals.
Exactly. And it's so much fun. But it's got to be a good zoo.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than going and coming away with a bit of a letdown.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
So in China, they've been advertising a new zoo, which has always got to be an exciting thing for the region. And these guys were advertising the zoo and really did a very good job of it, apparently, because a heap of people turned up when they opened up recently.
Oh, people are excited. They want to be the first ones to see this new zoo. What's
Spot
it all
on.
About?
Well, that's it. Here we are in southern China, and they're advertising that they've got apparently a really, really good penguin exhibit.
Oh, I love penguins.
Yeah, penguins are cute.
I love them.
They're always good fun. And I mean, in China, like, I can't imagine you get a lot of penguins.
It'd be, an unusual sight, but an interesting one.
That's exactly right. Unusual was probably a really good choice of words because everyone's turned up. They've paid their money to get into the zoo.
Yep.
And they've turned up and the penguin exhibit was actually a dozen inflatable penguins.
It's like a giant pool.
It's like a pool party.
Was there feeding time for these inflatable?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be a bit careful. You can't be too vigorous with the feeding or you might pop them. That'd be a bit of a letdown.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You got it. Was there any other animals?
The only live animals they had were some chickens and ducks and a couple of tortoises, apparently.
People paid to see this.
That's it. Now, the only thing being that it was in China and they could have had some other live animals, there could have been a Chinese dog there because then it would have been a shih tzu.
Josh McKellar, bravo. Yeah. Joining me is my co-host is Josh McKellar. And Josh, look, the weekend's just been, and when it comes to a weekend, a lot of people across the Riverina and even across, Australia, they like to celebrate.
They do. You've got to let your hair down a little.
Exactly. Like, you've had a big stressful week, just hit up a pub maybe, have a couple of cold ones. Obviously, always drink. Be responsible.
Of course.
But it does come to, the end of the night. I mean, I was at Sporties on a Saturday night. Crush was DJing up a storm there. So shout out to him. Amazing effort. But it does, after the night comes to an end and you're leaving, a lot of the time, a lot of people want to, soak up the alcohol that they have just, intaked.
And that's fair.
Get a feed.
Yeah. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we've got, Zambreros is open, JD's. Yep. A lot of people hit that up. And do you have a place of choice?
Yeah, I do. Triple cheeseburger. Macca's drive-thru, triple cheeseburger.
They are good. Mm. See, I'll just go for whatever's being offered,
Yeah, that's fair.
At that time.
I'm not fussy.
Yeah, I'm not fussy when it comes to, the late night feed. But there is one guy over in the States where he was heading home and he felt a bit peckish after a night out and he was craving a Texas bacon cheese stack from a Waffle House.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know what that involves.
Yeah, I don't really know what it is, but I think I want it.
It sounds good. It must involve waffles because it's a Waffle House in West Columbia.
Okay.
And, he head there. He went there. It's 24 hours.
Yep.
Walked in, It's open. Lights are on. And then he noticed the staff member that was on was actually asleep.
So the late night shift is going well.
It's just so having a kip. And he tried to wake the person up, gave him a bit of a nudge, but they were out cold. They were, obviously had a big day and quite tired.
And emotional.
So this guy goes by the name of Alex Bowen. He said, I was really craving that Texas bacon cheese stack, craving it so bad that I just thought, I could do this. And this is exactly what he's done. He's gone behind the counter. He's put the grill on. He's made his Texas cheese bacon cheese stack with extra pickles, he said. And then he goes on, and when I was done, I cleaned up. I don't want to leave the place messy or anything.
That's very nice of him.
It's like I'm working there. And then I took my ill-gotten sandwich and I rolled out.
I wonder if he pay for it?
That detail has been left out because he posted the video to Facebook. And he said, look, if alcohol wasn't involved, I probably would never have done this.
Fair enough, yeah.
And I'm sure now he's gone back to the store and, you know, it's out there. Everyone knows who he is and which store he was at. But that poor worker.
Oh, I can't imagine that went down well when the boss saw that video.
I wouldn't think that they'd still have their job.
No, probably not.
Because he didn't wake up at all with the whole cooking and that.
That's pretty full on. But hey, all credit to
the guy. To Alex. Well done.
That's some serious dedication to his feed.
But anyone, if you are thinking of doing that across the Riverina, just don't. Just enjoy your feed. And if you can't get it from someone that's sleeping on the job, maybe take the photo of them sleeping so you can let the place know. But just keep driving next time.
From thieves that leave their resumes at the scene of the crime,
to the guy that broke into and stole an undercover cop car with the cops in it.
This is the world's dumbest criminals.
Now, they're just some of the dumb criminal stories that we've spoken about on air before. But today I've got a brilliant one. I looked at this morning and sort of just couldn't believe my eyes. So again, this one comes out of the States. They tend to always come out of the States. And it's about a guy who stole a car.
Okay, fair enough. That happens.
Yeah, it does happen when you're a thief. Yeah. And look, he stole a Ferrari, a $300,000 car.
Okay, that probably happens slightly less.
Yeah, he took it from Ferrari and Maserati Newport Beach Service Centre. Now, he had it for around a week and a bit, and the cops still hadn't caught him. They were like, man, he's gotten away with it. Don't know how, but you know, he's managed to get away with it. Until it came to filling up the car with petrol.
Okay.
Because the guy who stole the car, Israel Perez, didn't actually realise that he didn't know how to fill up a Ferrari. He wasn't used to the old expensive car, yeah.
And he didn't know, every car's got its trick, like the buttons in a weird spot.
And I've seen photos of Ferraris on the internet, and they look pretty snazzy. Yeah, even the way the door opens, everything's a little bit more different because it's a little bit more special, you've paid a little bit more money.
Yeah, and you don't see the fuel filler cap just hanging out the side of it anyway.
And so this is where he came a little bit undone. He goes to fill up the car with petrol, and he couldn't. He couldn't find the latch, couldn't find anything. And then he realised also, I don't have any money. So now caught on CCTV footage at the service centre, actually begging people for money to not only, you know, pay for his petrol, but to actually fill it up for him.
Oh, wow.
Because he has no idea. And it was there that the guy behind the cash register just realised something a little fishy's going on here. Called the police, to which they got down there. They're like, mate, this isn't your car, because it also had a couple of dints on it and everything, because I'm pretty sure he didn't know how to drive it as well. So he just really made a mess of stealing a car.
Wow. And he'd had it for a week, so at that point he'd have to be going, yeah, I think I've got this.
Mate, he's running on empty there. He's running on empty. Just don't steal cars, guys. It's not worth it. And Josh McKellar joins me as my co-host, with Widow being away, but he will be back tomorrow. And Josh, is an interesting trend out the moment that I've noticed when it comes to Christmas, because we've ticked over into December, which means people have been putting their trees up.
They have.
Getting into the festive spirit. But it was just last week I was reading an article from the UK of a lady who, she hosts the Christmas lunch every year. She has a son with special dietary requirements, so she likes to cook it. But because she cooks it, she asks all the guests and family members who attend her Christmas to pay a fee.
Okay,
I thought, I don't know, is that a one-off? But then I was speaking to one of my housemates yesterday, and he was telling me of his mate who's going to his girlfriend's Christmas, and they're charging $35 per head.
Wow, that'd want to be a pretty good feed for 35 ahead.
But I've never ever heard of this. And I personally haven't hosted any Christmases myself. I'm still, attached to my family. So mum and dad put it on. We rotate it around each year to a different family member.
Everyone gets a go.
And everyone normally brings a dish and everything, but no one's charging people. I've never been asked to cough up a bit of money, or no one in my family's been asked to do that.
Yeah, This popped up in our family a couple of years ago, and it didn't really take off, but it's a hard one. You can see where people are coming from.
I'm a little undecided on it, but I think if you were to host Christmas every year and you're doing all the cooking for your family, and sometimes this can be a huge effort. You can have up to 40 people coming over when you see cousins and then partners are welcome and everything.
Yeah, it can be a huge ordeal.
So I can understand if you are hosting Christmas every year and you are the one cooking, that it's okay to probably ask for a fee.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough.
But if it's getting rotated around a family, so one member will do it one year, and then the next year the other member will do it. Yeah. And each year it's the person who's hosting it responsibility to cook.
That's it. I guess you're kind of sharing the cost already then, aren't
you? Yeah, I don't think that you can then go, hang on, come over to Christmas. I'm going to have the best lunch, but mate, can you bring a pineapple with you? Because I need to pay for it.
Mm, yeah, interesting one. There's going to be, I think there's going to be plenty of on both sides of this one.
I think, it is one that I'm sort of drawn down the middle. But again, I haven't hosted a Christmas lunch, so it could be different if I was the one putting the apron on and whipping it all up.
Story changes all of a sudden.
But at this stage, you know what? I like a free meal. It sounds bad, but it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time. It's about food.
Playing hungry, hungry hippos. Hungry, hungry hippos.
The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
So this December, Big W in the Marketplace is hosting the Epic Toy Dash, and we have secured a place for one of our lucky listeners. We're not just going to give it to you, though. You have to work for it in a Hungry Hippo style. So the game you played as a kid has now come to life. So what you're going to do is the lucky winner who gets on today, they're going to have a teammate. One will be on the skateboard with a basket collecting balls. The other person has to direct their feet. Whoever wins the Hungry Hippo style, well, their 12-year-old child or 12 years or younger, if they've got a kid, will go into the running to win in the Big W Toy Dash, where there's up to $1,000 worth of toys. Now, this is huge. I sort of wish I could compete in this. So I cannot wait to see how it goes down. Right now, we've got Kelly from Lloyd on the hit line. How are you going today, Kelly?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, do you have a child that is 12 years or younger?
I have two.
You've got two. Brilliant. Now, do you rate your skills when it comes to Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Totally.
Well, I'm pretty excited to tell you, Kelly, you're going to be in the running to go win your way to the Big W Toy Dash, where there's up to $1,000 worth of toys up for grabs.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome. That is Kelly. She's going to be the first one to compete in Hungry Hippo style. But if you want to have your chance to win up to $1,000 worth of toys, you've got to be listening this week. We'll get some more contestants. It's for the Marketplace Wagga. They have all your Christmas shopping needs sorted. Right now, we've got Cherie and Dan.
Hey.
How are we going?
Hello. Good. So good for a Monday morning.
Now, Dan, I've brought you in here because there's a bit of a mystery that in the workplace that we're trying to resolve, because on the weekend, the weather was a bit crazy. There was a flood watch out, and so I was in here in the studio doing some work. You were down at Harvey Norman.
Yeah, it was so wet outside, yep.
It was very wet. We had the boss was here as well, you know, monitoring everything to make sure if any alarms came through or anything, we had to do updates and all that. And look, it did rain, and there was, you know, Tuma and Gundagai got hit pretty bad. But here, luckily in the CBD, it wasn't as bad as what they first thought.
Yeah, which is so, so lucky for everybody in those low-lying areas. Mm. But that's not really the only kind of flood watch that apparently had to happen over the weekend.
Well, I was in the studio, you know, putting out updates on the flood watch, but little did I know that when I walked out of the studio, we're flooded.
There's a foam flood.
There's a foam flood
in the halls of the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Here at Hit, we do have a dishwasher. We're very fortunate. We actually have two, and
we do have two. I was going to say, no, we only have one, but no, we do actually have two dishwashers.
Jen, how long have you worked? And the dishwashers are both full. I noticed it myself, but then we didn't have any dishwashing tablets. So I thought maybe we're restocking Monday. I'll let them, you know, stay a bit dirty in the dishwasher until Monday. So I didn't touch it.
Yep.
I know, Cherie, you didn't touch the dishwasher.
No.
You weren't here.
No, I didn't.
The boss has confirmed that he didn't touch it. Because what has happened is someone thought, well, we'd better put the dishwasher on, you clean these dishes. And they've got dishwashing detergent. Yeah. And put that in where you normally put the dishwashing tablet. But what has happened is the whole of Hit has got a foam flood. It's like a foam party. Hit's gone wild at the studio.
So anybody that knows anything about dishwashers knows that you do not use dishwashing liquid in them whatsoever. Absolute chaos will ensue.
Someone's obviously gone, that little compartment there, I'll just fill that up. Surely that'll do the
same thing. It cleans in the sink, you'll clean it in the dishwasher. So Dan, I need to ask you. You were here on the weekend.
I was here on the weekend.
You sometimes have a couple of, you know, Dannerisms. But
sometimes I do dumb stuff. Let's be real.
Did you put dishwashing detergent in the dishwasher and flood the office?
No, I didn't.
So it wasn't you.
No, I didn't do it. Honestly, like, yeah, I do some dumb stuff, but I didn't do that. But everybody thinks it's me, and so everybody's been coming up to me and saying it, so much so that I've started to second guess myself and did I put it in there? I don't think I did.
I actually didn't really suspect you, Dan, because you and I are probably people who put the dishwasher on more often than most.
And
so
you
obviously know how to use it.
And that's the thing. Like, I do put the dishwasher on because I'm a good person. I'm a good person to work with. Other people here are crap. They don't use it. And they don't know how to use it. So I'm calling somebody. And let's be real. It's a boy. It's a boy that's done it. And they're just embarrassed. They don't want to face up.
There was one other boy I know who was here. I'm not going to name and shame him yet. But I think we all know who we're talking about. We will be sussing him out after the show. But good news, the Floodwatch has been, you know, put out across the Riverina, but also here at HIT.
Waking up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie. On HIT.